here at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. With me is Steve Wellman, First Vice President of the American Soybean Association and a grower from Syracuse, Nebraska. And Steve, what are some of the things that you've been talking to people about here about what's going on in the soybean world?
Well, there's a long list of things going on in the soybean world. One of the issues that the American Soybean Association is concentrating on is our biotech trait approvals and the process here in the United States, and then also for our markets overseas and globally. And so within the United States, when biotech traits were first introduced about 20 years ago, it took about 18 months to get through the approval system here in the U.S. Now it takes 4 years. So we've gone 15 years of commercialized production of biotech traits. We've more than doubled the time it takes to get these traits approved here in the U.S. And in the meantime, we've served billions and billions of people meals from these commodities. We've fed lots of livestock that have fed people with no incidence of any sign of any negatives. 29 countries in the world grow biotech crops in 366 million acres. And another exciting part for me is that out of the 15 million producers that grow it, 90% of those are in low-income areas of the world. So they see an impact and an advantage to them. And that's, to me, I think that's great that areas that have had low production, low income, they can have increased yields at a lower cost, and it benefits them, and it benefits the farmers here in the United States.
Well, you must be also looking ahead to the Farm Bill discussions. I mean, they're almost upon us during a presidential election year, no less. What is ASA looking at as far as that's concerned right now? How are you preparing for the discussions?
Well, what we've done so far to this point, the American Soybean Association has a Farm Bill working group that was formed in 2010. And we continue to engage. We've met with the House and Senate Ag Committee leadership and the minority leadership in the process, and we also have a couple of studies that are in place that we don't quite have the results back yet from them. One of them is dealing with crop insurance and how to improve that program, specifically to our growers in the southern region, which tend to not participate to the extent that others in the Corn Belt do. And so we're taking a look there. What can we do to improve that? Because it looks like our priority from the American Soybean Association is crop insurance and risk management products in the Farm Bill. And so to make that effective for everybody, it has to be reach across all regions of the United States. So that's why we're looking into improvements for the southern producers for sure, and other other areas within crop insurance. Another example of where we're looking for in the Farm Bill is our export programs that are part of the trade title. The market access program funding, foreign market development funding, that's 58% of the soybeans produced in the United States gets exported. And the American Soybean Association has been a cooperator with those funds for 56 years. So we have a long history in developing markets and expanding those markets. The United States exports soybeans at least to 37 different countries across the globe. So that's all part of the market development that we've been using these funds for. And not only just from increased production of their livestock that they feed the soybean meal to, which is due to an increased income from the people that live in those countries, and so they want to buy meat products, and that's where soybean meal comes into play, because that's livestock is our biggest market, and we sure don't want to forget about our domestic market here in the United States and our domestic demand for soybean meal.
Yeah, that's important to let the livestock producers in this country know that, don't worry, we'll still supply you, right?
Yeah, that's right. And the American Soybean Association does what we can do to support animal agriculture in the United States. One of the things that we've worked together on is the free trade agreements. We're still waiting to get that done, but I know that the livestock sector is looking forward to expanded exports. And so if they're feeding those animals here in the United States, they're going to be eating soybean meal. And so the soybeans benefit from that, plus we benefit from exporting more soybeans to the South Korea, Panama, and Colombia that are part of those free trade agreements.
Now, ASA is part of USFRA, right?
Yes, we are a part of that organization, and that'll be exciting to see where that message goes. It's definitely, I think agriculture does have a good message. I mean, we are very conscientious producers. We concentrate on conservation, and we do everything we can in place to to be responsible stewards and to produce a safe, abundant food for our consumers. We hear questions quite often from the public, and we need to improve our ability to answer those questions.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the Farm Progress Show, I've been speaking with Steve Wellman, First Vice President of the American Soybean Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.